This scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube streamed worship service from St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on May 26, 2024. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Today, written in the Gospel, according to John chapter 3. Glory to you, O Lord. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after they've grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Just a couple of pre-sermon messages, warnings if you will. My sermon today will be liberally sprinkled with illustrations about football. So those of you who aren't footy fans, I apologise in advance, but try to hang in there. Secondly, given that today is National Sorry Day and tomorrow begins National Reconciliation Week, if there are any Indigenous people who hear or see this, I will be referring to people who have passed on, Indigenous people who have passed on. So something a little more formal and serious in that second warning. In 1993, over 30 years ago now, an Indigenous songwriter and singer by the name of Archie Roach, Agunda Jamara and Bunjalong Elder released a song called The Colour of Your Jumper. The Colour of Your Jumper. Anyone know it? It mightn't have made it to number one. I'm going to refer to it in the sermon and you might hear about it. The colour, the colours. The colour. What about the colours of autumn in Melbourne? I love the colour. I mean, I'm not a Melbourneite. I've come here from somewhere else and I love the colours of Melbourne during autumn. There's nothing better, I reckon, than on a beautiful, sunny, autumnal day, maybe a Saturday or a Sunday, you get on the train and you see all the colours of all the footy teams as people wear their jumpers. Maybe it's not the Chelsea Flower Show, I know, but for a footy fan, it's something pretty good. And as I say, Archie Roach penned a song about that, called The Colour of Your Jumper. At Pentecost last Sunday, we had almost a sea of red in this place. Thank you, all of those who wore red last Sunday, to remind us of the colour of God's Spirit at work in us, working faith in our hearts and in our lives. Through the Word, through the good news. Through the good news with water is one of those places, isn't it? In baptism, and perhaps many of us have been baptised in the church. And in that place, we put on God's jumper of faith, don't we? We wear that in our lives, the jumper of faith, the righteousness of Christ to live our lives on this earth. How does your baptism, your faith, make a difference to your life? Let's consider this perhaps on this Trinity Sunday, which was also the start of National Reconciliation Week. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We heard those words today, and some of us made the sign of the cross over us. Just like perhaps in our baptisms we received those words and that symbol for us. When we are baptised, we receive the very name of God, the name that we are blessed to call upon. Three persons, one God. And this week I've been reflecting on the gift of God's name to us all. You see, I've just celebrated my 62nd anniversary of being baptised. And that's what one of the things I received from the church, this amazing, wonderful thing that's on the screen, which I still have today. And last Monday, I was reminded of that and reminded of God's promises. I was given God's name, and God called me by name too, to live a life. He assured me that He would be with me for the whole journey, whatever it brought. I am with you always, is the promise of Jesus. So no matter what my story or yours is, it's the same gift. It's the same promise. It's the same God who gives us His name to call on and calls us by name to go with Him into life. God gives us a name, and in baptism, often, God gives us a flame too, doesn't He? When someone is baptised in our congregation, and many I know, they receive a little candle. A candle to remind the person of the fact that those Pentecost flames that we talked about last Sunday, that Pentecost flame is alive in us through God's gift of baptism. And we hear, when someone is baptised, the amazing words that Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world." You. I mean, in other places, Jesus says, rightly, "I am the light of the world," doesn't He? And yet He says to us, you too, you are the light, God's light in the world. The name and the flame of God for us and in us. On this Trinity Sunday, which falls at the start of National Reconciliation Week, I'm also reminded of what my baptism means for daily living. We have at our place a very treasured, something that I treasure greatly, and that this is a photo of me looking very surprised, isn't it? It's a still of when we were online, actually, and you might remember that was our little home altar. And up on the wall, every morning I get up and I look straight across to this. And it's a gift that was given to me when I left Alice Springs as pastor many thousands of years ago. It was a gift from a lady by the name of Judy Swan. What a wonderful second name, really, isn't it? For Swan supporters like me, became a pastoral assistant, an elder, if you will, in the church at Alice Springs during my time there. Judy is a Western Urundah woman Her gift, like her story, is worth listening into. So I'm just going to refer to this image. It's a little bit far away, perhaps, for your eyes, but you might be able to pick up some of the things that I'm about to speak to. In the gift that she gave me, Sue and I, you can see the cross pretty clearly, isn't it? That's the focal point. And you might also see some feet at the bottom of that carving, if you will, that are coming to that cross. That might symbolise our feet, that might symbolise the Holy Spirit bringing us to Jesus, which is what the Holy Spirit does. At the centre of the cross, you might just see some white at the very, very core part there. That symbolises God the Father's pure love and light of life for us in Jesus. So we've got the Trinity at work in this image. It's surrounded, that white centre, by black dots showing Jesus' death because of our sin. There are other circles which symbolise the Father raising Jesus to new life and the gift of the Holy Spirit for us. So the story of the triune God is very much at the forefront of this gift. For you and for me, we also then see the dots that sort of come out from the centre of the cross in different directions. And that tells the story of us going from the cross, maybe going from our baptisms to live out our lives where and to whom God takes us. You are the light of the world, Jesus says. Let your light shine to the glory of God. For God so loved the world, we know, don't we? And we hear, and perhaps we know and can say off by heart, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall have life. Shall have life. God equips us then to bring his love, to bring his life to the world. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It's in the darkest of places where the light of Christ shines most brightly, bringing hope, bringing life where death and darkness once tried to rule. That indeed is the story of original sin in all of us. In giving his name to us, God also brings us into the perfect relationship that is the Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit. And yet we might know in our lives the darkness that still tries to pervade, where relationships become broken and fractured, where people are taken from us through death or illness or breakdowns of relationships. People today still know what it is to struggle with grief and loss. We do, don't we? Do you know someone who's in that space now? Someone who hurts? Someone who cries out? Let your light of love shine for them. As Christians, we have something, we have someone to give. It's in our living and giving that we show witness, that we nail our colours to the mast, don't we, as Christians? We nail our flag to the mast of the triune God. We wear our faith jumper, just like we wore our red colours last week. Just like when I go to get on the train, I'll put on my jumper, my colours. Go the Swannies, hey? Do we wear our faith jumpers like that in our lives so passionately, I wonder? And so as we begin this week of National Reconciliation Focus, this brings me back to Archie Roach, a member of the Stolen Generation, and his 1993 song, The Colour of Your Jumper. And if you don't know the song and you have access to to whatever means to hear it, may I encourage you to consider that this week. Archie sings a song about kicking the footy. Kicking the footy, and just like, you know, perhaps some of us would know in growing up, you know, the neighbours come over, we kick the footy around. Me and the cousins, we're trying to kick a goal, is one of the profound lines in Archie's song. It's a story about kids growing up. And many people, girls and boys, he says it's the best game in the world, this football, for young and old and for girls and boys. And part of the song that he writes about is not just kicking the ball around as kids, but the aspirations that kids might have in this land to live a life, whether it's with sport or, you know, the arts or whatever pursuit that kids might take. That's what me and the cousins are about. We're trying to kick a goal, yes, in the backyard, but also in our lives. Roach wrote the song more particularly, though, in response to a terrible Saturday afternoon where the sun shone brightly in Melbourne in 1993, when in a game of football, a very good Indigenous football player by the name of Nicky Winmar was led to lift his jumper and point to his skin in response to the racial abuse that he was receiving from sections of the crowd that day. The image of Nicky Winmar both called me as a young adult at the time and a whole nation to attention, and brought to the fore the shame that racism can bring in our land. 3 years after that event, I was called to be the pastor at Alice Springs, a place I'd never visited. I moved there from country South Australia, and like most people I knew and grew up with, I could count the number of first peoples that I had previously met on one hand. And yet in Alice Springs, God's light shone from the cross in so many people from so many different places. Among them, many wonderful Aboriginal Lutheran Christians who changed my life and the way that I see life by their faith and by their faithful stories. May this week be for you and for me a week where we might listen in too, as Dave encouraged us and encouraged the kids to listen in and to learn. It's a good thing that can happen. Some of the people who I met in Alice Springs were people by the name of Doug and Lana Abbott, Western Aranda people. They were community leaders who did their best to try and help their people. They ran a facility to help people who were struggling and families who were struggling with alcohol. Doug was an accomplished artist, and many of his pieces we are blessed to have in our home. Doug loved his footy. He was a passionate Collingwood man. But even more so, and that's Doug on the left-hand side. This is a photo of when Sue and I and the family were leaving Alice Springs. And Doug is on the left-hand side there. He presented us with the gift of one of his wonderful artworks. He and his wife Lana were passionate about seeing their people, and especially the young, to know Jesus, to know the story of John 3:16 in their lives, and particularly at a time where a youth suicide was pretty rife in that place. I still think today of young people I buried and the deep grief of people in the community. The message of life for all in Christ was and is light in dark places. As National Sorry Day came around, the first one was in 1998, I guess, in its current format, and I was a pastor fresh out from Alice Springs. I sat and talked with Doug about all of this. And as we prayed, he pointed me to Archie Roach. And he said, Archie, when he sang his song about the differences we have, and we do have them all, it's the colour of your jumper, and we can be passionate about our footy teams and different things. We're all different. We have different views on things in society and in the church. But it's not to lead to attacking others by the words that we speak and to cut people in their hearts, Doug wisely told me. Some people think that their words are harmless. Like when we seem to have license to go to the footy and just yell out abuse, it seems, sometimes. But do you know, Encarta, he would say to me, do you know, Pastor, that these words cut into our hearts? It's the colour of your jumper. Yes, we can have difference on views. It's not the colour of your skin, he sings. It's the colour of your jumper, not the colour of your skin. Doug would say, we're all baptised in the name of God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. So why in the name of God don't we love the whole world just as God does in John 3:16? It's a good question, isn't it? And it still calls me to account today. Why can't we all shine? And Doug was right, and he is right. Today, I imagine the many people that I've been blessed by in my life who have gone before us to our heavenly home, people like Doug and Lana, people like Dorothy, who we farewelled on Wednesday, people like Pat, who we will farewell in funeral service tomorrow, I imagine the richness of the conversations and the words happening in heaven today, right now. And I wonder if we can't learn to replicate those same conversations on earth, to point one another to John 3:16 and the God who gave his only Son for the whole world so that we might live and bring that light of life. Today, remember that we are all baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And to know and to go with confidence into this week where we might find people in our lives, some who hurt, some who know broken relationships, some who are in distress. Go into this week of reconciliation. Go into this year for our church of a national convention of synod. Go into your lives of relationships and speak with passion. Speak of Christ. For we are Christian, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. People who have been called out of the darkness and into the light of life and the perfect relationship that God brings us into with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In a broken world, then, shine your light. For if not us, then who? If not now, then when? Now more than ever. This little light of mine, will you let yours shine? Amen. And the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. You might like to join with me in our post-sermon prayer. Let's pray. Loving Father, you created us to shine. In baptism, your Spirit brought us out of the darkness and into the light of Christ. Help me to shine the love of Christ to all people by calling out injustice, promoting the well-being of our community, and particularly as we enter National Reconciliation Week, to shine brightly. In Jesus' name, Amen.